Silence! Soldiers in formation!
I am Demetrius. My father was the military governor of Thessalonica, a man favored by Emperor Maximian.
Salute the Emperor!
Hail Maximian!
Many knew my father by his reputation, but few knew him by his heart. By day, my father would shout his orders with such authority, they say fishermen as far as Crete could hear him. By evening, my father would whisper quietly of his faith in Jesus Christ, and only his family knew. My father instructed me in the faith by firelight, and each night we prayed before the icons of Christ and Holy Mary that my parents kept in a battered wooden cabinet. My father died, a loyal servant to the Emperor Maximian, and after his death, I replaced him as the new military governor of Thessalonica.
Demetrius of Thessalonica, I commission you to protect the city in which you were born, and cleanse it of the impious Christians. Put to death all who call upon the name of the Crucified One.
The whispers of faith grew louder inside my head. How did my father push down this conviction I was feeling? What was more important, love and obedience to God or to the state?
I don't believe it. Governor Demetrius has declared himself a Christian.
News spread to the emperor that I was leading soldiers, noblemen, and servants to Christ. I stood firm and expressed my disgust for idolatry. Emperor Maximian was infuriated and had me thrown into prison. I couldn't use the gilded coins of the emperor in a prison cell. My servants took the wealth of my estate and gave it to the poor. In prison, my student in the faith, Nestor, would visit me. But I wasn't prepared for what he would ask of me when he came to my cell on an October evening.
Demetrius.
Nestor?
I need your blessing, Demetrius. Do you know Laius the Gladiator?
The 7-foot giant?
Laius has challenged Christians to defeat him in the arena.
And you want to fight him?
Yes.
No, Nestor!
Demetrius, I know how the Emperor will see the power and glory of our cause.
Nestor!
Demetrius, speak your blessing aloud. It is strong enough to topple the giant.
Nestor, you don't want to do this.
I want to proclaim our faith aloud in this arena, just as you have.
Nestor, you shall prevail over Laius and be deemed worthy to suffer for Christ. Nestor defeated the gladiator with the declaration that the god of Demetrius had the power to topple the giant. Oh, this incensed the emperor. He ordered Nestor and I both to be executed. I heard the guards coming for me. Had I been wrong to give Nestor my blessing? Light filled my prison cell.
Peace be with you.
An angel of God appeared within my cell in all God's glory.
Suffer for Christ. Be brave and be strong.
And just as quickly, the angel faded into the torchlight. The guards burst into my cell and pierced my body as Christ had been pierced. I died October 26th. My body was buried by Christians in secret, but once again God refused my testimony to be silenced. A sick nobleman was laid upon my tomb, and he was healed of his scourging illness. The nobleman built a church upon my tomb, and when workmen uncovered my buried relics, fragrance with myrrh, the myrrh produced a healing fragrance, healing the sick. God allowed me to appear to sailors carrying wheat in the holds of their cargo ships, and I told them to deliver Thessalonica from a great famine that was destroying the city. And all the miracles God worked through me, the greatest miracle, God's greatest mercy, was the warmth of the hearth fire, the reading of the scripture, and my father whispering the promises of Christ to me. Under the cover of night.